Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Once again, that's the sound of rock cracking. I hope everything's warming up where you are. We've had a cold winter 2014. It is in February and it's still cold in places, but we get a little bit of spring here in the south. I hope you're getting some warm weather where you are, at least warmer weather. I know across the northern plains and other places, it's still cold up there. All you oil workers up there in North Dakota, moving in to North Dakota, maybe be your first winter, is one you won't forget, I'm sure. I also want to let you know, this show is packed, and it is very important that every conservative listen to this show. And you are listening, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. I'm your host, Ed Holliday, and this show is so important because we are using the term Obama Care. It's two words. We're making it into one word. We shouldn't be, and I'm going to tell you why. And every conservative needs to hear this show. Link it. Tell them to go listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics about the two words, Obama and Care, and when they should not be linked together to make one word. Make sure everyone hears it. You won't hear anywhere else. I've never heard anybody say this. I'm going to explain to you. If you want to get rid of this Patient and Protection Affordable Care Act, which is such a misnomer, stop using two words with our president's name and care in the same word. It's not going to help us get rid of it, and I'm going to tell you why. But before we do that, let me tell you what's on the rest of the show. We're going to get some clips from the Steve Malzberg show when he was interviewing a Democratic strategist, Hank Shinecoff. Why? Because you need to understand what's going on with this administration's foreign policy. This administration's foreign policy, we've talked about it before. We've talked about the way it's failing across the globe. But not only the Democratic strategist, Hank Shinecoff, it will also be George Will is going to give his 2 cents worth on what's going on with the foreign policy of this administration. Very important subject, international sphere. We talk so much about what's going on here in America. You need to know what's going on around the world. So we're going to touch base on that again on this show. And before we do that, I'm going to also tell you about we'll institute another Tombstone of the Week Award. We don't do one every week now, but it's time to do one. We'll just call it Doc Holliday's Tombstone Award this week for the administration's effort within the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. You will not believe what they're planning to do. They're planning to do this, and you won't believe it. They get this Tombstone of the Week Award. You got to listen to that, and we will have another quick update on the Unaffordable, Uncaring Act. Wow, we got so much to do. We're going to get right here and get it started. Where do we go? A Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. Where do we go now? Where do we go now? If you want to get rid of the Affordable Patient Care Act, what we call the Unaffordable Uncaring Act, where do we go now? How do we get rid of it? What is the strategy? Where is the recipe? Where is the way to get it done? The directions, the map, the roadmap to get rid of this albatross around the whole economic well-being of our country. It is the unaffordable, uncaring act, and we don't have a direct strategy to get rid of it. We can't get rid of it with the House and the Senate. Even if the Republicans take over the Senate and they can pass and get it without a filibuster because it's a tax issue, but they could get it passed, and then who is the president? The President Obama's not going to sign the repeal of his own health care law, his signature law. And unless there's just an absolute swelling of hatred against this act, which there should be across the country, then you'd have two-thirds, enough to override a veto, two-thirds Republicans in the House, two-thirds Republicans in the Senate, which would be almost mathematically impossible. But I never say nothing is impossible if the American people really put their mind to it. But barring that, how do you get rid of? People are calling Obamacare. And I told you, there's a reason why we shouldn't call it Obamacare. The president's name, Obama, and care should not be in the same sentence when it comes to this health care plan, because it was brought to us by fraud. We talked about that. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health plan, you can keep your health plan. In fact, let's hear the president say it one more time.
If you like your plan, you keep your plan.
If you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan.
You like your current insurance, you keep that insurance. Period. End of story.
If you've got health insurance, you can keep it.
If you have insurance that you like, then you will be able to keep that insurance.
If you like your health care plan, you keep your health care plan.
Nobody's going to force you to leave your health care plan.
If you like your health care plan, you will keep it. Your plan.
If you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan.
Well, I'm glad our president made that plain and clear to us. He made it plain and clear before the 2012 elections, didn't he? And we call that fraud, unfair advantage. But he said something about your doctor. Let's make sure we include what he said about the doctor. Your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Do you think I'm not telling the truth? Well, let's listen to our president.
First, no matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it. If you don't have insurance, you'll finally be able to afford insurance. And everyone will have the security and stability that's missing today.
Now, after hearing that, why should we call our health care system, or this new law, Obamacare? It's short, it's not sweet, it's short, but it's not true, because Obama doesn't care about all the people that he threw out of the insurance to try to force them onto the exchanges. That's not caring. So why do we call it Obamacare? Why does the White House not say, oh, that's bad, don't call it that? You know, if the White House did not like the phrase Obamacare, it would have been called racist a long, long time ago. In fact, when people first started calling it Obamacare and sort of mocking it back before it was even passed, there were many African-American leaders who said, now this, don't use the word Obamacare, because they thought it was an insult to the president. But now you notice all the mainstream media uses it. Now, does that tell us something? Let's see. The mainstream media likes to say Obamacare. Now, why are we using the term Obamacare? We say President Obama cares. So every time we say Obamacare, our lips are saying the president cares, if we believe it or not. You know, Ronald Reagan used to, his handlers would say, they'd put him in front of the South Korean, North Korean border. And they didn't care what the news media said. They wanted that image. And this is the same way with the words Obamacare. It doesn't matter how bad you don't like the Affordable Care and Patient Protection Act. It doesn't matter how much you want to see it repealed. If you use the term Obamacare, you've already helped the liberals out. You've helped the far left. You've helped those who wanted to keep it in place. There's a couple of reasons. Number one, they got you saying Obama cares by saving Obamacare. And number two, no matter how hard you try to convince somebody that this act is horrible on the economy of this country, it's not good, and it's more and more like socialism heading toward communism. I don't care how you stack up the facts that this thing can't be paid for, and it's ruining the future of our children and our youth. No matter how hard you show the facts, people in this country, there are some, especially in the African-American community, who will go to their grave if it's next year or 100 years from now, saying President Barack Obama's the best president this country has ever had. I don't care how much you want to argue. So what happens when you have Democrats that are so ingrained with this president, and we've talked about it before, there's a difference between a Democrat, an Obamacrat, and an Obama rat. If you remember, we had a whole show on that. The Obama rats will do anything to help their president. They will cheat in the IRS. They will go after his enemies from the IRS. They'll do things. It may not have been directed from the White House. It didn't have to be directed from the White House because Obama rats will break laws, do anything, break bones, and get rid of anything that's in a way of making the president look good. And with that in mind, why do we call it Obamacare? Because when we do, the Obama rats will stand up at attention and they will make dang sure this law is never repealed. They'll raise all kind of cane. I don't care what kind of facts and figures you throw at an Obama rat. And again, I'm not being derogatory other than saying these are the people who believe that you can go after the Tea Party from the IRS. If that's your position in the IRS and they are not helping the president, you go after them. That's an Obama rat. We don't need those anywhere, but they're all over Washington, D.C., and all kind of bureaucracy. They're all over the country. And when we say, and conservatives on talk radio and everywhere else, when we start saying Obamacare, what we are doing is falling right into the trap of reinforcing the fact it won't be defeated. So why don't we call it something else? On this show, we are calling it the Unaffordable Uncaring Act. And it's a little bit longer. Maybe you can come up something short and sweet that's really sweet. And it's not telling a lie like Obama cares. So email me. You can go right on the front page. Email me some terms that you like better than the Unaffordable Uncaring Act. But let's get the message out to the conservatives everywhere. Stop calling it Obamacare. You're reinforcing making it harder to get rid of this law. It's harder and harder to repeal it when you have people out in this country who, when they hear the word Obamacare and think you're against the president, they're going to fight like the dickens to keep whatever it is you want to get rid of in place. Does that make sense? Email me. Let me know if I'm right or if you think I'm wrong. Let me know. But I'm telling you, we should stop using the term Obamacare. We know when the White House likes it, the mainstream media likes it, we shouldn't be using it. So we're not going to use it on this show anymore. Call me to task if I slip up and say it. But we're going to call it the Unaffordable Uncaring Act, and we're not going to use those two words that has the president's name and care and puts it together. Because it's just not right. He did not write the law. It was a Democratic law brushed off. It's, if anything, it's Hillary care, because it's brushed off from 1992. The only difference, the majority difference, is that law from what Hillary Clinton tried to do in 1992 is that she could never get the health insurance industry on board, but Obama did, President Obama did, by guaranteeing the companies a profit. If they lost, if they made a loss, then that would then the taxpayers are going to bail them out. And that's how he got the health insurers on board. Now, that is a lot to go over. But you need to get this show to your conservative friends and tell all the conservative leaders and talk radio hosts to listen to this show and stop using the term Obama and then the other term, care. Do not use that together. It's not that. Unaffordable, Uncaring Act, or if you got something better, email it to me. And we're going to move on with today's show because we have got to get to the international situation of going on in the Ukraine and how this whole administration is just in a mess when it comes to foreign policy. But before we do, let me remind you, you're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. You are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We got a show. We've been detailing why conservatives should not use the term Obama and care and make it a one-word term for our health care law. And we're going to go into international situation next, and then we will have a this week's Tombstone of the Week Award. We're bringing it back this week for something the FCC is doing. And we're also, we'll have our Unaffordable and Caring update. Now, let me tell you this. Go to my website, order my book, Rock Splitting Politics. It's more than just a radio show. It's a book. And I got some more books you can order right there on my homepage. Go to the link. Order the book. That helps keep us on the air. That helps get the message out to you. Because remember, you hear things here on Rock Splitting Politics that you won't hear anywhere else. Nobody will give you the commentary that you get here. And that's why you come here week after week. And that's why we're growing across the country. We got thousands of listeners from coast to coast. We thank you very much for clicking on, downloading, tuning in to webtalkradio.net, Rock Splitting Politics. Now, let's get to the international situation right here.
Baby, I'm through running, it's true. I'd be a fool to try to escape you. And maybe I'm beat, oh, what a sweet surrender.
Now, that was Bread singing Sweet Surrender, and I think that's the theme song of the President Obama's foreign policies administration. Secretary Kerry goes into Israel and says things that makes the Israelis mad. And then we have, you know, look at the whole administration back when Secretary of State Clinton, when she was in control. That's when we had spring uprising across the Muslim world. And has that been a good thing? Well, look, we've got chaos in Egypt. We've got chaos in Syria. We have chaos now in the Ukraine. It's not the Muslim part. It's spreading not from the Middle East. It's up into Eastern Europe. And what's going on? Well, we had a reset button. Way back when President Obama became president, he said he's going to reset the button with Russia. And you have heard on this show, go back and listen to our archive shows when I've said, sadly, Putin is in control. But Vladimir Putin, the head and the president of Russia, was before, has been like a puppet, and now he's back in control. And President Putin is really dominating the world scene in Syria. And people are saying, why can't we get rid of Assad? Why don't the peace talks work in Syria? Well, it's because Assad was falling down until President Obama abdicated and gave complete control to Putin and Russia. We talked about it on this show. And now to Ukraine. It's people are crying out for freedom. And it's going back to the old Soviet-style system. That's what Putin came from. Putin does not want to let go of the satellite countries that the Soviet Union once controlled. And the reset button was nothing more than an escape hatch for President Obama to jump out of any responsibility on the world scene. We're advocating American power is being diminished. Our respect is sliding into oblivion. Don't believe me? Well, let's talk about what was on a Steve Malzberg show. And he was on there with Democrat strategist Hank Shinkoff. And this is a guy that worked with the Clintons. But this is what he had to say. Take a listen to this.
shift gears and talk about really the news of the day, and that is what's happening over in Ukraine.
Yep.
It's a situation that's gone from bad to worse in a very short amount of time. You believe it's Barack Obama's fault.
I think Barack Obama and the foreign policy of this administration are responsible for this. It's very simple. When he took office, he was more concerned with looking into Putin's eyes and believing the nonsense that a guy who wants to repeat the role of the czars of the Soviets would in fact tell him. And the end result was he did not protect our relationship sufficiently with the Ukraine and with Poland, both the entries for the Russians historically into Europe. He sat back and he watched and he let the Russians do whatever they want. Well, they're now doing what they want. And the
Bingo, do you get it? Mr. Hank nails it. He nails it down. This president, I've said it before, and you go back to last fall in our shows about Vladimir Putin. Putin is playing Barack Obama like a piano when it comes to foreign policy. The Russians are gaining worldwide dominance and control, something they were completely wiped out after the Soviet Union fell, and now we are giving away the store. It goes back, the treaty. Can you remember back when we gave away everything on a treaty back in 2010 when the Republicans gained control of the House and elections? They had the lame duck Congress, and President Obama asked the Senate for a fast track on getting a treaty with Russia and just gave Russians everything they wanted and got enough Republicans to vote along with the president. And what did we get from it? Have we gotten any concessions out of the Russians? Have we gotten any concessions out of the former Soviet Union under President Barack Obama? No, we got Iran that's a mess for the United States and Israel, and it's controlled by Russia again. They're helping them with the atomic part. And Syria, Assad would have been dead or gone a long time ago, but Barack Obama punted to Putin. He punted the ball to Putin and let Putin be in charge of Syria. And that's why Assad's still in power, and that's why we don't have peace in Syria. Need I say more about Egypt, about others? Well, let's let Mr. Hank Shinkoff continue and explain more to us about this foreign policy mess that we are just going deeper and deeper into, lack of a better term, cow manure around the globe. It's getting deep, folks, and this president is only making things worse. It's like America in quicksand when it comes to international relations. We are just, everywhere you turn around, we're in trouble with India, in trouble with the EU, in trouble with ambassadors. All of a sudden find out only the ones who bundled enough money for the Obama campaign are getting fast-tracked into their positions around the globe. Some of them have never even been to the countries they're representing. What a mess this foreign policy is in. Let's let Mr. Hank continue on the very serious subject that he's talking about.
Chaos there and the fascist dictatorship that is running Georgia today are all functions of America's bad foreign policy and the fear that the Poles feel every day because they don't know, based upon their own history, whether the great powers, in this case the United States, will stand with them in the event the Soviets show up.
And you, I don't see
the
any
Russians,
way.
Forgive me.
I don't see any way. It's going back towards the Soviets type regime. I mean, do you fear another Cold War?
We are in a Cold War, and the reality is very simple. Poland afraid, Ukraine in chaos, Georgia under fascist dictatorship, the Middle East in chaos. Why? The excuse is about religious freedom. Reasonable argument by Putin, but what's really at stake? He doesn't want Assad fooled with, because the dream is still to make sure that the Russians have tremendous influence in the region where they've played for the last 65 years.
Wow, now that's Hank Shinkoff telling Steve Malzberg that we're in another Cold War, and this is including the Middle East, and Russia's dominating. What are we doing? What are we doing? Does that mean we need to put boots on the ground? No, but you got administration working behind the scenes that keeps things in order and keeps us out of chaos. That's what's happened for American foreign policy for decades. We've worked together, Democrat and Republican. What's going on now? I guess we're getting more bundlers in charge of the countries, in charge of the embassies. Is that what's happening? Well, the State Department says we're getting too many of those. We're not getting career State Department people heading up the ambassadorships. Well, I'm not going to blame it all on that, but it needs to be looked into. But we are in chaos, just like Mr. Hank Shinecoff said. He's a Democratic strategist, folks, and he sees the chaos we're in. And just like he said, Putin is not looking Obama in the eye to say, hey, I love you, man. He's taking everything he can get from America when he's got somebody who can play like a piano. Wow. Well, George Will chatted in on this. Let you hear from George Will, and then we got to move on to the Unaffordable and Caring Act update. And this week, we will have a Tombstone Award given out.
What we're seeing in Ukraine, what we've seen in Syria, and what we'll see again in Iran is a complete failure of what I think was the centerpiece of the president's foreign policy, and that is the reset of relations with Russia. They're not helpful with regard to Iran. They're positively pernicious in Syria, and Putin is obviously bolstering the government in Ukraine. The question then is, what are we getting? Is this completely sterile policy? I don't know what the word reset was supposed to mean, but I know.
And there's George Will backing up exactly what the Democratic strategist Hank Shinecoff said. And guess what? Doc Holliday talked about it last fall. Go back and listen to the archive shows. We were talking about how Putin was taking control of the world, Middle East, and the Eastern Europe. But he hasn't got into Asia, but you better believe he's got his eyes on it. He's got his eyes on the Arctic. He's putting together something similar to the old Soviet Union empire. He wants that. And America is not challenging Vladimir Putin. We're letting him have his way in Syria, Iran, the Ukraine, Georgia. The list will go on and on because of this administration. It likes to be the piano and let Putin do the playing. Now, this week's Unaffordable, Uncaring Act. We got to tell you, one of the things we uncovered, others have uncovered, we talked about here on this show, was the fact that insurance companies, they get bailed out if they don't make money, if they're in the exchange. They get bailed out. You pay it. I pay for it. Taxpayers will pay for it if they don't make their profit. And guess what? That happens for 2014, 15, 16. Then it fades away in the law. It fades away. Some of the things Nancy Pelosi said, we had to pass it before we know what's in it, so that we'll know what's in it. And now the White House is talking about extending that. It would be outrageously unconstitutional. And the White House is talking about it, extending, bailing out the insurance companies more than the first 3 years. Absolutely unconstitutional. Watch out. It is falling apart. The Unaffordable and Caring Act. And that's what we call it here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. But this week, before we end the show, let me remind you, we used to always do a Tombstone of the Week award. And we don't do it every week now, but we've got to do a Tombstone award to go out to the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, this administration. Guess what? They, quote, want to research. Let me say, quote, research, unquote. Research. They want to put government officials in the newsrooms and all over where freedom of the press is supposed to reign here in America. And they want government officials in the newsrooms to so-called check out why and how news is picked to make it on the airways. Unbelievable, unconstitutional. Wow. Freedom of the press, you think it could ever be suppressed under this administration? Wow, the mainstream media, I think they're going to be poodle dogs, like other people call them. They're going to be poodle dogs and say, please, how many government officials can we have? You think they're going to say that? Maybe they'll come here to my studio right here and listen to Doc Holliday and get research on what I pick to put on the show. Do you think they should do that? Do you think when we are $17 trillion in debt, we need to risk freedom of the press and put government officials in the press boxes and in the press rooms? Unbelievable. FCC, you get this week's and this month's and this year so far Tombstone Award. What a crazy idea that should be buried 6 feet in the ground under a tombstone. And that's this week's Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We're glad you're listening to us. We are coming back next week with show clips and things that we're putting together even now to talk more about this 2014 elections, the primary elections coming up. You got to listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics to know what's going on and what you need to know. You're going to hear it here. You hear things here. You won't hear anywhere else. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends and neighbors. We'll continue to grow, and we're going to continue to influence this country in order to make our nation stronger, better, more free, and that our children will have a future when we get rid of this deficit and this debt that is crippling the hope of their future. And that's why I do what I do. And that's why you do what you do. And together, in partnership, we can change America. And we will, because of your dedication, perseverance, and thank you for listening to us. Again, we welcome our new listeners. And we've got that show coming up next week about the elections. Don't want to miss it. Primary elections, very important to know what's going on. We're going to cover them next week. We shall see you then.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week. We'll